I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
So we have a special bonus episode for this week. It is to discuss Married to Medicine Season 8 Reunion Part 2 and 3.
Right, because we had a big gap between Part 1 and Part 2. Part 3 wrapped up this week, and there's a lot to discuss.
I mean, I feel like I just want to talk about Contessa and Scott, but I guess we can talk about other things also.
Yeah, that's where most of my notes are at.
Yeah.
But, you know, so actually, why don't we start with some of the other, I don't want to say lighter topics, but some of the other cast members and what they've been through this season.
Right.
So first and foremost, since the start of the season, you know how I have felt about Dr. Jackie and Simone getting back to a better place.
Mm.
It seems like by part two and three, they are doing well. They're studying together. They are spending more time together. But it doesn't seem like every other cast member is buying it.
Right. I mean, Heavenly and Quad are firmly saying it is not the same. And they're lying if they say it is. And then by saying that, we sort of got an admission from Simone and Jackie to be like, yeah, it's different.
Yeah, I think they don't want to rehash everything, even though that's the point of a reunion. They don't want to go backwards, right. And I get that. I understand Quad and Heavenly wanting to hold them a little more accountable and saying, let's be a little more honest about where you guys are at in your friendship.
I don't want to take away from what's happening now. I think this is all bullshit. I really do. The stuff that they're saying right now, saying that they studied together, they do not speak the way that they used to this day.
So why do you think this is BS?
Because they don't speak. I speak to Jackie every day. Their friendship is nowhere near where it was before.
But
they
can say that.
But I get that.
For anybody to paint the narrative that we don't talk at all or we don't study, it's bullshit.
Quad, on Watch What Happens Live, you also had some thoughts on Jackie and Simone's friendship.
I did.
Grace F. wants to know if you think Simone and Jackie are finally on the right path.
No, I think they did what they needed to do for television and they don't talk right now.
Really? Wow.
I meant what I said and I'm not coming off of it. Honestly, they have not hung out. I know because we speak. They've even said it here on this very stage tonight. So for me, I think there's something deeper that they're both avoiding and I want to know exactly what it is. What is it?
Simone and Jackie have known each other for what, 25 years at this point? Something crazy like that. A friendship like that, their bond, there's going to be peaks and valleys in that relationship. And I think right now they're on the up, right? They are coming out of a valley. They still haven't hit their highest peak yet. So I think we just need to give them a little bit of time, allow them that space to rebuild what was broken, climb that mountain together and see what happens. I don't think we need to double down on, well, let's be real. Let's be honest. Talk more about what's wrong. Cause I don't think there is anything wrong at the moment. They're just trying to work it out.
Yeah, it's hard to know. I feel sometimes when you give a relationship too much space to get over something, I think it's hard to know what to do because sometimes I think if you give an issue too much space to breathe, you might be making things worse because then you're not working through it. You're just sort of ignoring it for a while.
Right. Compartmentalizing, putting that away and saying, oh, I don't have an issue with that anymore. We're just going to rebuild. Well, that issue is still there if it hasn't been addressed. And I think it just comes down to the two of them not really feeling like the other had the other's back.
Right.
And going forward, they need to prove to one another that they do. And that is through actions that have to still come.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope they make it.
I know. I mean, I think about like friendships in my life and I've, you know, lost a few. And it's funny because in romantic relationships, I feel like I work through so many things, you know, for so long, but for whatever reason, and maybe this is a bad thing about female relationships specifically, I think it's like easier to just let that go.
Yeah. Well, I think that happens in all sorts of friendships. I had a lot of friendships when I was younger that I intentionally let go.
Yeah.
That it was almost like a friend breakup.
Yeah.
Where it was like, we no longer serve each other and must separate. And I think in a relationship, you are so much more invested and care about that person in a different way. So you do put in a little more effort and work, and friendships tend to maybe just fall away. You don't create the space to work through the issues that you really need to work through. And that's happening with me and some of my friendships now, especially having been in a relationship now for 3.5 years. My attention mm-hmm. is more on my relationship in a lot of instances than it is on my friends.
Yeah.
And that's just how it kind of happens.
Yeah.
You know what I thought was kind of interesting that came up in part three of the reunion was the issue between Eugene and Heavenly, and how Eugene went to Daddy Damon mm-hmm. and said, your wife said all of this stuff. It pretty much upset me. Can you have a conversation with her about it? It reminded me of this past season of Jersey and Teresa's point about not wanting to apologize to Evan about the whole situation with Jackie and all of that. She felt like it wasn't really her place to speak to another woman's husband. And Jackie was like, well, I think you should have probably apologized to him because it was his name you were dragging through the mud, which ultimately affected our whole family. But I thought that was kind of interesting, the conversation around, if you have an issue with an individual who is a part of a relationship, do you go to the spouse if it's, you know, is that the appropriate way to go about it?
It's funny because I have never in my life had an issue with a friend's significant other.
Right.
Like, I mean, maybe I don't like them. Maybe behind closed doors, I'll talk shit about them. But like, I never want to put my friend in an uncomfortable space, so I've always kept it to myself. So it is interesting watching these things happen on our shows. Because yeah. I mean, what about you? Have you ever?
I don't think so. Not that I can totally recall, but hypothetical situation. Danny tweets something about you and is like, Megan said X, Y, and Z on the podcast and it pissed me off. Would you come to me first? Or do you think you would reply to his tweet and be like, excuse me?
I think I'd go to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I'd expect you to come to me, I guess, in right. that situation, you know? Like,
you would text me like, I'm waiting. Are you going to address this?
Yeah. But I think I would then secretly expect you to get Danny all the way together so that he could, like, yeah. delete the tweet or apologize or something.
Right. The only other parallel that I could draw would be in my relationship with my parents, now that both of them have new partners.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
my mom is remarried at this point, and my dad has a girlfriend that he's been seeing for some time. If I were to take issue with them, I would probably initially go through my parents first and say, hey, this happened, it offended me, it upset me, whatever, and let them then manage yeah. the communication back to their
Yeah, I think it's the same thing
partner.
Then.
Yeah. yeah, okay, so that makes sense. Well, hopefully Danny never tweets anything bad about you.
I mean, he better not.
Andrew, too. He better behave on Instagram. Not say anything about me. They also discuss in part three, towards the end, when everything's getting a little lighter and a little bit more fun, who is the shadiest on the cast? Who would you say is the shadiest?
Heavenly.
Right? I mean, there's no question.
She just has no line, I feel.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter who it is. You know, she's an equal opportunist when it comes to shading people.
Right. I mean, Quad is not so far behind. Toya.
I can't believe she said that about Simone's teeth, though.
I know. And I love Simone.
But it's just who she is.
I
you
know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, I know. It's like one of those things where nowadays we cannot go that appearance route and
I
go
know.
After somebody for that.
Like, I will be pissed if she comes back next season with a new set of teeth. Like, because, like,
right.
I do think that, you know, people, obviously, they change what makes them unique way too often. And
yeah.
then they're just cookie cutter people.
Well, Heavenly is a dentist, too. So, of course, she's going to have an opinion on everybody's teeth, not
right.
just Simone's. I wonder what she'd say about mine.
What is one thing she said about you that upset you?
She comments regularly about my teeth. I love my teeth. I'm going to my grave with this pearly white overbite. No dentures, no crowns,
What's
none
the
of
issue
that.
With her teeth? What would you do with her teeth?
Andy.
There's nothing she could do. Only an orthodontist
well,
could bring them in.
No,
there's
no, no.
nothing
what is,
I could.
Is your,
she
could make
it.
Overbite?
I do it all the
Andy.
Time. It's fine. I mean, that's her look. It's
is
a
that
joke.
Her look?
Yeah, it's a
look.
That okay. is my look.
It's her look.
I have a beautiful smile.
But Andy, that's the problem. She'll say everything's a joke.
I love it when I look in the mirror, and I'm okay
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, I love it. Her man.
But everything's a joke.
I think she has beautiful teeth.
I guess we should get into the Scott and Contessa of it all.
Yeah.
So Scott just seems to not be able to get out of his own way mm-hmm. with all of this deceit. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's a lie, what's the truth. No one seems to.
Well, I will say, in terms of the whole life coach thing, I do believe his excuse that he was annoyed they were filming and she was bringing up the life coach. And he was just like, you're not going to make me look bad once again on camera. So I'm just going to lie and say that I have a life coach. But I think like sort of teasing, but then it was like kind of became truth. And then he didn't really know where to go from there.
So she was like, oh, I talked to my life coach today. And when we were sitting there at the table in the kitchen. And so, and at that time, Andy, I just said, she was like, I said, okay, well, I got a life coach too. And I was being immature. I didn't have a life coach. And she was like, oh, well, how long have you seen a life coach? I said, oh, I've been seeing a life coach. And I said her name, you know. And she was like, oh, how long, when did you meet her? And so I made all that up, right? I think I was, I don't know if I was just being immature and saying, she got a life coach before I did. And the way I was saying it, she knew after we had that conversation, she knew in her head that I did not have a life coach.
I can totally see that happening.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes men don't know the right thing to say or do.
Right.
And they panic and they say potentially what they think the other person wants to hear. So that was maybe his way of saying, you wanted me to see a life coach. I've been seeing a life coach. Period, end of story. It was weird to me that he shifted it from he's been speaking to a female life coach to a male.
Yeah.
When then being confronted with Contessa's friends, that goes to show he had the thought of, I probably shouldn't say I've been speaking to a woman in front of her friends. I should maybe make this fictional life coach or maybe true life coach at that point to a man. It sounds better.
Yeah. I am all about a village sort of raising up a couple and trying to help them get through a rough time, especially when kids are involved. However, I do not understand where any of these women are coming from trying to tell Contessa to work harder in her marriage.
Yeah.
It does not seem like a good fit. It doesn't seem healthy. It doesn't seem like he's trying, you know? Because, and like the fact that she's even admitted our fights get really toxic, I'm just like, okay, that's enough. Like, that's all I need to hear. Then you need to separate for sure.
Yeah, she's so depleted at this point. She seems well past her breaking point. I think in the last couple of seasons, we've seen her working really hard at this and addressing these issues with Scott, talking about these issues with her friends, being very open and transparent that it's not working for her and she wants to make it work. Scott is all over the place. So it is true when they were backstage in part two and she was breaking down and so emotional about it, being like, this isn't on me. I'm trying. I'm working at it. He's not. I can't keep up with what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
It's also like she has set such a low bar for him. Just go to therapy with me. I'm sorry. That is the easiest thing in the world to do. It is. Even if you have a hard time in the actual session, just do it. Do it to prove that you're willing to put in the work. Because if you can't do that, then why would anyone? I don't understand where anyone's coming from to be like, just stick it out.
Well, right. Is it worth saving? Is it worth sticking it out? It doesn't seem to be.
No.
She keeps saying it's been 16 years of this. And 16 years, that's their whole marriage.
Also, the whole conversation about DMs.
Right.
Don't give me that bullshit about, well, I don't know how Instagram works.
Lies.
Bullshit.
Lies.
You know how it works if you were able to move your fingers to type back like, damn, or whatever.
Did you say that out of your mouth?
I never even knew what a DM was till last year when you asked us, like, are people in your DMs?
Right. Must be wild for you guys being on the show. I mean, are women sliding into your DMs?
Nah, man.
When I looked at the DMs and I saw them, and I was like, oh, shit, the DMs are full of crazy stuff.
No, the question is, all
respond?
Of ours are
did
you responding
respond?
To the crazy
the response, if you spend a oh, shit, picture, yeah, that's a response, right? So I'm guilty of saying, damn. You know, I have done that when I first, I didn't know what the hell DMs was when I first got on doggone Instagram.
So in other words, if you've gotten suggested pictures, you have possibly responded to them, damn, or oh shit, or something like that.
Yeah, but not no, ooh, baby, baby, come over tonight. No.
Okay.
Social media ain't even remotely the problem.
No, it ain't the problem.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing.
And by the way, that's betrayal.
Well, right.
That was a different episode. But betrayal, we talked about.
No, it's very true. I mean, it is interesting because right after part two of the reunion aired, Contessa had an interview with Essence magazine, and that came out. And they've essentially set themselves up with this timeline, which she does reference at one point.
Yeah.
She says it's after her birthday next year. But according to this interview, they are speaking with a therapist now. She filed for separation in March. And the therapist has said, we need 6 months of this. And there's actually a quote that I wanted to read. Contessa says, we're either going to have a happy marriage or a happy divorce. And 6 months is not going to change that. So despite the fact that she is taking those steps to go to therapy with Scott, Scott is also taking those steps to go to therapy with her and hopefully separately in addition to being together. But it seems like Contessa almost has her mind made up at this point that these 6 months, even if this is what they agreed to wait on with this therapist, that after that, it's going to be one of two ways. And I don't know, I kind of feel like this is the end.
Yeah.
What will change in the next 6 months?
Right.
Will he start telling the truth? I don't know.
Yeah. It was interesting, though. I mean, we've never seen, in my recollection, someone sort of storm the stage at a reunion.
Right.
And I mean, that I do think he loves her. You know, I don't think that's a question. Like, because for him to get so rattled by her saying, well, for Quad speaking for her and saying, you know, there's been a filing. And even though he admits that's true, yes, she filed for a separation, it in his mind sort of like sounded like she was done with the marriage. And that was news to him.
The guys are crashing the stage.
I don't mind.
Hey, guys.
I don't mind.
I'm sorry. So you shared something new with Quad that you didn't share with me?
What I share with Quad that I didn't share with you?
She just talked about what you're going through.
I think
we didn't talk about that.
I think in part one, Simone even says she took the step to actually file for divorce to light that match, to light that fire under her husband's ass, to be like, if you want to fix this, it's on you now because I've made my choice. And 1 minute Scott's blindsided by this, the next minute he's like, oh no, I knew that was going to happen. Well, which is it?
Yeah.
Which is it? Because Contessa is obviously taking steps to shake things up. And now it's on you to prove that you're willing to fix this.
Yeah.
I hope we have like, or I wish we could have a follow-up special with them in just like a month and a half and just see what they're up to.
Yeah.
And how things are going. 6 months from March would put it in September. So by the end of this summer into the fall, there should be some answers. What will they be? Okay, let's wrap up the recap with Rose and Thorn of the season. What was your Rose of the season?
I'm going to give my Rose, and it is, you know, for the season, but mostly for the reunion, Anila's husband. Mm. I really just, I love where he's coming from and everything. And just even like the way that he's very, he gives very thoughtful responses when Andy's asking him questions, even about Contessa and Scott's marriage.
Yeah.
And I don't know, there's something, he's very good looking, but also just, he seems like a really great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He seems very intentional.
Yes.
In everything that he does and everything that he says. I did really love the way he handled that question about Contessa and Scott, because Contessa was like, well, don't say anything bad. You're going to receive the wrath. And he was like, no, I can take it. I'm not backing him into a corner. I'm going to say my piece.
Yeah.
And I love that about him too.
Yeah. What's your Rose?
I would probably say my Rose is the whole March on Washington couple of episodes that we had, because a lot of our shows have dealt with some of those difficult things that everyone went through in the last year and a half. And I think seeing this particular story told was really powerful and really important. And seeing the conversations with the families, you know, before and after the event and everything, I think that was very meaningful. And I think Bravo and the production company did a really good job with that. And I mean, come on, they like Reverend Al Sharpton was on the show. That's huge. Okay, what would your Thorn be of the season?
I guess my thorn would be that it took us to the reunion to get Toya and Anila to a place of reconciliation.
Yeah.
Because it was sort of like a miscommunication in a way. And I just feel like they've just missed some important time together.
Yeah. I agree.
What's your thorn?
You know, my thorn is that Quad was not full time. I think she should be full time always. She makes me laugh. She's so beautiful. She is so shady. Bring her back all the time, every day. And stay tuned for our regular recap episode on Saturday.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9. And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss me.